This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. I'm talking right now with Dane Vance Creek from Rain Light Fade, and we're going to be talking about Earwig Studio live stream. So there's been a lot of live streams going on, and you know what? It's cool that Earwig Studio's jumping in. They're going to do a pro-level live stream. But before we get into that, Dane, how are you doing, man?
Doing okay, man. Doing okay. Just surviving like everybody else is.
Yeah. It's odd times. A lot of things kind of, I guess, culminating in like a lot of strange times that we're living in. But we're trying to make the best of it and stay positive and whatnot. How are you staying sane, dude?
Well, I got a couple kids.
And, okay.
We've been our kids are schooling at home and actually taking a lot of time to write music which I haven't had a lot of time for.
Yeah.
Leading up to this, so I'm trying to take advantage of that. And just trying to make the most of the time that's here and be smart about it and do what everybody else is doing,
So tell me a little bit about, have you had to play the role of teacher as well? Have you done any studies? Have you been Mr. Teacher?
And we used to homeschool until the last year and a half.
Yeah.
So they went into public school full time. And so when all this went down and the schools closed things up, it was kind of like, go back to what we were doing before.
Yeah.
Wasn't that big of an adjustment for us in that sense.
That's cool that you knew at least you had like a basis of what life could be like. So you're like, okay, let's just jump back into that. So at least you were kind of ready in that way. So, right on. Well, so you've been focusing on some music. So, you've been writing some music for Rain Light Fade, I assume.
Yeah. For a couple different, I got a solo project, an acoustic thing I'm involved with. Writing music for Rain Light Fade as well. We just finished a full-length album this last year, and we were kind of gearing up to really start pushing it and had a lot of shows ready to go and lined up, and we pretty much lost everything or had everything postponed in about a 48-hour period, which, happened to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep things moving creatively as much as possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we're here to talk about is this session, man. So tell me about everything that you have on the docket for this live stream.
So actually, we were going to do a live stream, but after talking with Don quite a bit, the way we're actually going to approach it, there's so many things that could go wrong with a live stream, especially when we're trying to do the social distancing in the process, that we decided that we're going to go in a couple weeks here and just basically record a full, like film and record a full live set front to back, no overdubs.
Yeah.
We're going to film it. Don's going to mix it. And then we're basically going to release it the next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
To try and to basically put together the best representation of what Don actually does in that studio.
Yeah.
so people can hear that, and that we are sure to be able to get the message out about how we want to help Earwig Studios.
That's cool, man. So what's your relationship with Earwig Studio, and can you tell me a little bit about Earwig?
Yeah, well, Earwig's, the space has been around since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was called Crow Recording or Crow Studios or something. It's got a ton of history. Green River recorded there. The
yeah.
Recorded Deer 23 there. The Fast Box, Blackout Soundgarden.
Wow.
Used the space. Yeah. And then in 1999, it was taken over by a guy named Martin Fevrier.
Mm-hmm.
And he renamed it Jupiter Studios. And REM used it. Mudhoney, Tad, Mark Lanigan, Modest Mouse, Duff McKagan. I mean, it's got a ton of history.
Yeah.
Earwig itself has been in existence since 2010. And when and it's been under the ownership and run by a producer, engineer, amazing guy named Don Farwell.
Mm-hmm.
And when Martin Fevrier sold Jupiter and moved out of the space back in 2016, Don moved Earwig into the same space, and he has been running it ever since. And so our band, Rain Like Fade, we recorded, like I said, our full length there last year. The year before, I did a solo album. Our guitarist, Ira Merrill, he's got a couple projects. He's played with the Finger Guns, but he also has his own band called Crashdown Butterfly and a side project called Hemlock Pop. He's recorded there a ton.
Yeah.
And it's kind of become a home for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You walk into the space, it's like you feel the history there. It's like magic. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And Don is the best producer, engineer that I've ever worked with. He's incredible.
What neighborhood is it? Is it Ian?
It's out in Wallingford.
Oh, cool.
Right by the right by the, I think it's the Dern Good grocery there.
Oh yeah. Awesome, man. Right on.
Yeah, you'd never know it's there, but it's there. It's a magical space. It's a magical space.
Cool, man. Well, do you have a date as to when do you think this concert will be going up online, or should we just kind of
Okay, so
awesome.
We're recording it in a couple of weeks. We're actually putting together. So the issue is that last year, on top of COVID,
mm-hmm.
Which has really rocked, obviously, the artistic community, last year rent was raised significantly.
Yeah.
Because of everything that's happened here, Earwig is in trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
The bookings have had to cancel. Bands aren't able to rehearse because of everything. And
yep.
So they're pulling out of plans to record. And we want to be able to help Don.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do here is in a couple days, we'll have a GoFundMe campaign going up. It'll be done in conjunction with this live release. We're mm-hmm. going to release it. We're going to release it on Thursday, June 25th, in conjunction with the GoFundMe. 100% of everything that comes in is going to go to Don and Earwig. That's why we're doing this, is to help Don.
That's awesome.
And the goal is to raise at least $7,000, because that would just cover his basic monthly expenses for 1 month. And anything that comes in above that will go towards keeping Earwig open. But the whole reason we're doing this is just to help Don and to show what the space is like. So June 25th, Thursday, June 25th, that's when we're going to be broadcasting it.
That's awesome.
We'll record it probably the week before.
And it'll be for a good cause, and to keep a Northwest institution, you know, keep the doors open for a Northwest institution. There's a lot of independent artists that need your help. And then there's also like our venues, and then also our recording, our places to record, and just so many different things that, for lack of a different word, there's so many different things that go into a vital music scene, and one that we might take for granted is studios, and those people have bills to pay, and like you said, Earwig Studio, you know, they're probably not funded by some huge record label, you know what I'm saying? They're
no.
A grassroots, it's a DIY place, and this guy, you know, he spends his own money to keep this place open, so that's awesome that you guys are doing your part to help out and keep the doors open there. And I appreciate that, and that's awesome, man. First off, would you be cool with us playing a song right now by Rain Light Fade?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Let's jump into a song real quick by Rain Light Fade. What song do you want to play?
Do I want you to play? Oh man, I don't even know if you guys have our latest album there.
You get to choose.
I would. If you have our latest album, I would say probably Angry Little Gods.
Sounds good. Let's get into it. That was a new song here by Rain Light Fade. We're talking a little bit about a concert that they're going to be recording to benefit Earwig Studios, which is awesome. And what was the date again that's going to be available for people to check out?
Thursday, June 25th, and we're going to try and get it out to as many online places as we can so that people can know what we're trying to do to help them.
Absolutely, man. So let's talk a little bit about your history with Northwest Rock and Roll, man. We're talking about a Northwest institution. What are like, you know, four or five of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Oh, my goodness, of all time.
Yeah.
For me, I'd probably have to put Mark Lanegan pretty high on the list. I'm a huge Mark Lanegan fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Posies fan.
Yeah.
And honestly, and this isn't even, I'm not even doing this to plug Ira's band, but Ira, you know, he's our guitarist, his mm-hmm. side band, Crash Down Butterfly, they are ridiculous. They haven't released a whole ton yet. They're fairly new, but they are just absolutely, absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Always been a Mudhoney fan as well.
Hey, man.
You know, I got my favorites. Absolutely have my favorites. Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Soundgarden for sure. So, yeah.
Did you grow up here in the Northwest?
Yeah, born and raised.
All right, man. What was your first concert that you attended? At what venue? And what was like your, well, maybe not like concert. What was your first like local rock show? Local, like Northwest centric rock show.
I think that the one that comes to mind right off the bat was actually at Green River Community College in 1995.
Okay.
I want to say.
I went to Green River. I did KGRG. Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it was a KGRG show, and it was Mudhoney, and they were playing, they had just released My Brother the Cow.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to go to that show. I had had a knee surgery, like, I don't know, 4 days before the show.
Oh, no.
And I was at the show with crutches, and I decided, it was a big pit, and I decided to go into the pit, and my head stepped on, and it was amazing. Probably one of the best shows I've ever been to. It was ridiculous.
And that explains why you are the way you are now, right?
Exactly. That explains everything.
That's a hell of a first local concert, man. Were you like a South Ender? Did you live in the Auburn area, or did you just happen to drive down?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
from there, I grew up in a little area outside of Renton called Fairwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
Ian
yeah.
from Metal Shop's from Fairwood.
Oh, there you go. There you go. In fact, my mom just sold her house in Fairwood that they moved into when I turned one. She just sold it this last December. So I mean, I met my wife at Kent Ridge High School.
Kent Ridge. I went to Kentwood.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Friends that went to Kentwood.
There was a Chargers, right? You were a Kent Ridge Charger. Was that it?
We were the Kent Ridge Chargers. Yeah.
All right. All right. Right on, man. Yep. So these days, what's your neighborhood? What area of Seattle are you living in?
So a few of us live down in Maple Valley.
Okay, cool.
Ira is up in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Ian, our other guitarist, is out in, I believe, North Tacoma now. Ian and his wife just moved. Our bassist lives down in South Auburn, up on the hill there. And in fact, tomorrow, here's a shameless plug, tomorrow we're being featured on King 5 on Evening. We did a socially distanced acoustic song.
Nice.
On Eric's property out there. So we're all South Enders. We all have been for a long time, with the exception of Ira, who just lives everywhere in Seattle all the time.
So with that being said, where do you guys, who gets to stay home when you guys practice? Where do you go? Where's the meetup point for practicing?
Right now, nowhere, but we've got some...
Fair enough.
Ira has a practice space that he uses because Steve, our drummer, plays with him in Crash Down Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some friends, actually, out in Covington that have a little church, and they have let us use their church.
That's nice.
We go in there, and we've used their space, though we haven't in quite a while now, but we've used their space for... They've let us use their space for... years.
That's great.
It's just incredibly kind of them to let us do that. Our most frequent place that we frequented as a band, that we played as a band for a number of years now, has been Louis G's.
Yeah, shout out Louis G's, man.
Yeah.
Get some pizza.
Absolutely.
Right on, man. Absolutely. Well, let's get into another song, but more importantly, one more time, I would like to shout out, it's again the 25th, June 25th, is when you're going to be able to view this concert, and it is going to be a benefit for Earwig Studio with Don at Earwig Studio to help them out, to help them pay the bills, to help them get through this hard time. You know, we all got some crazy hardships going on, but help support local artists and help support these places, these institutions where artists we rely on, man. And, do you have any final words for anyone who's kind of in the same situation as all of us?
Well, I just keep supporting the local scene. I mean, the reason we're supporting Earwig is because Don is 100% invested in the local music scene. He's in a local band called Suitcase. Bands that have been featured on Loud and Local, aside from us, Green River Thrillers, Claw, Stereo Creeps, Finger Guns. I mean, all these guys have recorded it at Earwig, and just support local music. You know, that's all I can say is just support it as much as possible. If you can't get out to shows, you know, buy their albums online, help people out, because musicians are, you know, you really do pour your blood, sweat, and tears, your passion into your art, and you want people to be able to hear it, and so support it. You know, that's all I can say. And buy pizza from Louis G's.
Yeah, do it. I appreciate it, man. And again, so check it out on the 25th, Rain Light Fade, and you're gonna want to follow Earwig Studios and Rain Light Fade on social media to check that out. I'm sure you will be blasting that out for everyone to see. So just stay tuned with that on all social media platforms. Let's jump into another Rain Light Fade song. What do you want to play, dude?
I would say let's do another one off the new album. It's called Through the Black.
All right, dude. Thanks again, man.
Thank you so much.
Cut me through, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.